So what is the importance of Ekadashi and the benefit of visiting temple on Ekadashi? Yes, Ekadashi is an opportunity for us to do intensely, at least for one day, what we are meant to do normally. That means the idea is that for us as sadhakas, to practice intense bhakti constantly is not very easy. So what we can do is at least for one day we practice intense bhakti. And by that intense practice of bhakti, we get a taste of Krishna consciousness. And that as that taste increases more and more, we become closer and closer to Krishna. So although in Ekadashi we may fast, but fasting is not the primary purpose of Ekadashi. Sometimes we may fast. And we may fast and then we may go and see who is eating what. This person eats so much. Ekadashi and you're eating sweets. He's eating this, eating that. Now if we are doing like that, then our body may be fasting, but our ego is feasting. So, the purpose of fasting is not to just not just to show how sense controlled we are to the world. The purpose of fasting is to increase our meditation on Krishna, to put aside bodily distractions so that we can increase our focus on Krishna. And it is said that whatever bhakti that we do on Ekadashi is a special day for Lord Vishnu. And I said whatever bhakti we do on Ekadashi, on that day we get special mercy. We get much more devotional credits for whatever we do on Ekadashi. And that's why any devotional activity that we do on Ekadashi, such as coming to a temple, that is very beneficial. So if we can't come to a temple regularly, at least we can come on Ekadashi. And the important thing is, we try to increase our remembrance of Krishna. And the more we remember Krishna, more we try to connect with Krishna, especially on the sacred day Ekadashi, the more we can come closer and closer to Krishna by that.